Now for the final act. Eustacio and Goffredo have continued their quest without Rinaldo, and now they're finally arrived at the cave of Eustacio's Christian sorcerer. It's at the foot of a rugged, craggy slope with cliffs and waterfalls, and Armida's enchanted palace is at the top, guarded by hordes of monsters. The sorcerer has been expecting them, and he tells them that Rinaldo and Almirena are being held prisoner in the palace. But it's impossible to rescue them without some kind of magical assistance. The sorcerer gives them magic wands to use, and they're able to reach the foot of the palace. They touch their wands to the walls, and suddenly the whole place vanishes, including the mountain, and they find themselves clinging to a rock hanging over the ocean. They clamber over and out of sight on the other side. Then the scene changes, and we're back with Armida in her enchanted garden. She's going to kill Almirena right in front of Rinaldo. He begs her to have mercy, but she's still angry about him rejecting her. They go back and forth in an exchange that's very similar to the one that they had when Armida declared her love in Act Two, except now it's Rinaldo's turn to cry. "See my tears," he says. "They make me angrier. For the sake of the love you felt for me, it's dead. Kill me first, then. You can die of grief," etc. Just in time, Eustacio and Goffredo show up, and they touch their wands to the enchanted garden, and the whole place disappears, just like the palace and the mountain did. Suddenly, they're all in an empty desert outside of Jerusalem. They have a joyful reunion, but Goffredo reminds them that there's still a war to be won. He tells Rinaldo that the battle will be his chance to redeem himself for letting love get the best of him. The scene changes so that now we're with Argante as he prepares for the battle. Armida appears, and at first they snipe at each other, but before you know it, they've kissed and made up, and they unite their resources for the big battle. Then they review their troops as they parade by to a special march. One of the sources I read said that Handel purposely wrote the enemy's march in a French style, so the London audience would feel even more hostile towards them. In a jolly and tender duet, Armida and Argante promise to be each other's sweet reward after their victory. The A section is the jolly part, and the B section is the tender part. The structure is kind of similar to Rinaldo and Almirena's love duet in Act One.
Al fin del mundo de la nostra. moriamo coi nostri allegar.
Goffredo and Rinaldo review their own troops, and they get a march too. Note how very British this one sounds with all the trumpets. Rinaldo is hot for the battle, and you can hear it in his last aria of the opera. The jubilant sound of the trumpet summons me to triumph. Glory and love wish to crown me as a warrior and a lover. This is a fun one because of all the trumpets and the interplay that they have with the voice. Back in Handel's day, sometimes there would be public contests between a castrato and a trumpet player to see who could be more virtuosic and more florid. I think Handel's recreating that sort of thing with this aria. And what a great way for a superstar castrato to finish his big title role. The battle begins. There are all kinds of stage directions about exactly how it's supposed to go, but for our purposes, let's just skip to the end result. The good guys win. Armida and Argante are captured, and Rinaldo and Almirena are thrilled that now they can finally get married. Armida and Argante are so impressed by the success of the Christians that they decide to convert. This is such a corny and unlikely plot twist that Handel actually cut it out of later revivals and just let them get away. But now that I think of it, There is a pretty good musical reason to have Armida and Argante join the good guys at the end. Handel needs them to sing in the final chorus, especially Argante, since he's the only bass voice in the whole cast. So they all live happily ever after, and they all sing Handel's gentle final chorus together. Believe it or not, almost 200 years went by without a single performance of this wonderful opera. It sure is great to have it back.